This past weekend, Mia Leroux made history by becoming the first deaf Miss South Africa. She spoke on Metro FM's afternoon drive show, The Touchdown, on Monday afternoon about her hearing impairment.
Yeah, I've been attending a little school in Pretoria called the Coral Detour Centre.
Right.
Where they educate the deaf on how to speak and just bring speech therapy. Like, for example, they taught me how to make sound by putting my hand against my neck here, right under the chin.
What?
And then I can feel the vibration, and that is how I know I am hearing sound or I am making a sound. And that is why I actually speak a bit in the back of my throat. So that's a part of my speech impediment, and that's fine.
I want to talk about the dance challenge where you had to dance, right?
Yes.
How did you hear the music? Because you need to firstly synchronize your move with,
yes,
with what you're hearing. How did you hear it given the challenge, your hearing challenges?
I actually did not understand music the same way that someone with normal hearing would. And for me, it was a challenge. It was very tricky. I listened to the music. I did not understand it. And it was very tough for me. It was a bit of a overwhelming moment for me because everyone around me was getting excited, screaming, dancing, getting ready to pull out all the moves, and here I'm like confused, I don't understand it, and I have to go dance within an hour, and I just felt a bit inadequate. But with time I just said to myself, you know what, just enjoy it, and if you make a mistake, make it cute. And just bring it with the energy and the smiles.
You're already beautiful. Your mistakes are cute. Mia, you got to change your hair implant.
Pardon?
Have you ever forgotten to
charge
your hair implant?
No, it's so installed within me. What has happened, before I could charge it, we had to use disposable batteries, and I have ran out of batteries. And my mom always got a phone call during school from the head of the school, listen, your daughter's hearing aid just died, and so often my mom had to rush in with batteries, so
oh,
I could
man.
Not miss out on my education.
Wow. Now, we worry about charging our phones, yeah, right? Mia, not only has she has to keep her phone charged,
she's got to charge her cochlear implant, which amazingly, because her parents couldn't afford to pay for it at the time, they were paying for her therapy to get her to learn how to speak.
Yeah.
A community rallied behind her to pay for that cochlear implant.
Tell me about the community that got together to help you get just to deal with your hearing challenges. What really happened? Because I understand your parents couldn't afford,
yes,
the right tools at that time.
Yes. So my parents are absolute fighters. They decided since day one they are going to start fighting for me. And they started to make little cans with my picture on it, help little Mia here.
Oh,
they put in all the little stores where people could donate from 1 cent to however much they wanted to donate. Like strangers who didn't have to donate money. A school without even telling my mom raised funds and just gave my mom the money. Family helped by making donations. There were a little local cinema in Pretoria that got the Men in Black movie in a week before it was supposed to be screened within South Africa, and they showed it to the entire South Africa, and all the funds that were raised during the screening went towards my hearing aid. So really my community absolutely rallied behind me. Mm. And it's because of them that I want to become someone's community.
How did you know that you won? That they say
Bonang is amazing. You screamed my name loud enough for me to hear. Thank you for that.
Like, I'm trying to figure it out, man.
Screamed it out.
Shout out to Queen B.
Mia, congratulations. Now, Mia, I want to know who is here with you this evening. Are there any members of your family?
I could not hear you.
One more time. Give me 1 second, ladies and gentlemen.
Reporting for Times Live by Mbulelani Nonyongela.
Yes, my mother and my father are here. And I really just want to thank them as well because they made me the person I am.